let's focus on the so-called incremental override type first. The incremental override applies to configuration files built from Python lists and dictionaries, but not classes or functions, which are covered later. A reminder of what these variable types look like is shown on the screen. HazardTypes.py, an excerpt of which is shown here, is one important example of a file that is constructed in this manner, using only lists and dictionaries, albeit in a semi-complex nested structure. We've highlighted some of the dictionary and list structures in this file with blue and green, respectively. Recall that HazardTypes.py is a pivotal file for setting hazard behavior, including but not limited to defaults related to its duration, geospatial inclusion criteria, and other parameters which an office might very well wish to customize through an override. Maintaining changes to this file could very easily become unwieldy, because HazardTypes.py in particular has hundreds of lines of parameters for handling every hazard. Incremental overrides allow focal points to specifically target small parts of the nested variable structure of these files for change, as we'll see in the upcoming slides. Just for demonstration, recalling our example override of the inclusion fraction for, in this case, the af.y hazard, we can see how compact such an override is relative to the file it overrides. A few other crucial files are listed here, which are fundamentally constructed with nested variables and lists, like HazardTypes.py, and thus are suitable targets for incremental overrides.